Janae's here because it's Chamber Chat.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going?
It's going good.
I saw your picture on Facebook. And you were smiling.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you're always smiling, though. Yeah. I wonder what you're up to sometimes.
I wonder, too.
Yeah. Okay. And you have a special guest with us today for our Chamber Chat.
Our co-business spotlight of the month, Brecky Insurance. So I've got Brent here this morning to give us the rundown on what's going on the north side of town.
On the north side of town. Brent, Brecky, welcome in.
It's cold on the north side of town is
it
what
is.
It
on
is
on the south side of town, too. I got news for you. It's not that far south.
Yeah. And normally, we move to the north side. Normally, I get to walk over just a block. So making sure I jump in the car and get over here quick was a little bit different.
At least the heater was on.
Right. So, yeah, the leaves are blowing over there. But, yeah. So, yeah, we did move. So, we're in the Conway Duth and Schmeezing building now. Okay. Been there. Well, we started moving in February. So, everything is settled in. And it's our fourth quarter, which is our busy season, of course, with all the open enrollments and stuff going on right now.
Right. Yeah. And that's something that you've had a few years of experience handling.
Yes. I'm in my 18th year doing this, and our book of business has grown, and so we're really busy. We've got a strong team now. Peyton Aller is back with us for his second stint, so appreciate that, having him back. And then we have Eric Settrum joined us last August, so another year under his belt with our group. So we've got three agents here in town. So Medicare is in full swing right now, October 15th to December 7th.
That's
so
your open enrollment.
That is the open enrollment for Medicare. Typically, that's the time frame anybody that's on a Medicare plan wants to change their plan or alter their drug plan. That's the opportunity. But 2025 is creating a lot of hassle for 2026. There's a lot of people that are losing their Medicare plan starting January 1st.
Why is that?
Good question. lots of changes in the medical world in the last few years. So we had UCare pulled out of the whole state for all their Medicare plans.
Yeah,
so
they were big, right?
Very large, yep. If you were ever at a Twins game, you couldn't look anywhere without seeing a UCare sticker. So I think they went broke just buying stickers. So they did pull out of Medicare for 2026. So anybody that has a UCare plan right now, you should have been notified in the mail by them. If you're a client of ours, we've notified you, and we have meetings on Thursdays for people that are losing their plans. So anybody that wants to sign up for those, let us know. And you do have till December 31st to sign up for January 1 if you are losing your plan.
Okay.
Different than the regular open enrollment people.
That's a big change.
Yep. The other thing is Alina Aetna pulled out of Meeker in McLeod County.
Why?
Same thing. So if you do have one of those plans, you have the opportunity again till December 31st, get a hold of our office, and we can bring you in and get you on a new plan for January 1. Health Partners Journey Dash clients are being canceled in Meeker and McLeod County as well, and UHC, United Health. So any of those
left,
Medica or Blue Cross, down to the final two. Yes.
Wow.
So, which is not a problem if you're in Meeker, McLeod County. Those are great places to be. We've got a strong, stable relationship with Medica over the years. So a great landing spot, and then we would just find a prescription drug plan that fits. So UCare, United Health, Alina Aetna, and Health Partners Journey Dash clients need to do something by the first of the year.
Tell me about how it works for snowbirds.
Snowbirds. So, yes. So, typically, like I said, our Blue Cross and Medica plans do have what you call snowbird coverage travel plan.
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful thing about those two is anybody that travels outside of Minnesota, you have the same doctors and providers as you would if you were in those states, and anybody that takes or bills Medicare.
Okay.
So as long as you're in Texas, Arizona, Florida, Hawaii, wherever you are in the states, if you go to a provider that takes and bills Medicare, they are in your network, just needs to be billed properly. So you don't necessarily lose coverage that way. So that is one good thing about Medica and Blue Cross. So the four that I said are leaving, they had different network options. So,
oh, they did.
So, yeah, it's nice. Medicare and Blue Cross do have that consistency. And then if you are traveling south, question gets brought up, what about my prescriptions? If you do run out of prescriptions, you just got to find a a pharmacy down there that's in your network to fill those while you're gone, if you're longer than 60 or 90 days.
Okay.
So next thing we do have is our group benefits. So anybody that is an employer that is employing people, changes in that as well. This is a big time for open enrollment. This is on January 1 for most of the renewals on that. We do have companies that renew throughout the year, but most of them are January 1. We're shopping those right now, doing group meetings and informational meetings on that. So if you do need any information or quote on that, we can help out there too.
Okay.
All right. So we got that. And one more. We still do, we do home and auto as well. One thing that's weird about this industry is the home and auto industry just went through a huge disruption with all the hailstorms in the last five, six, seven, 8 years, rates going up and people not being able to move plans and go from here to there. We do have some flexibility starting in 2026. So if you are in that situation where you haven't been able to shop or you haven't shopped, some of the doors are open in 2026 where we can do some moving around. Same thing with home and auto stuff there too. Rates have jumped quite a bit, but we can look at that too. So whether we're on the home and auto side or the Medicare side, there's a lot of turbulence in the air, I'd say.
Well, yeah, and I know that there is a whole different set of thinking on things like hail. Just in what I've read, some of the things I've read, and I know I'm oversimplifying, but like as a, for instance, if you had little hail pits in some of your shingles on your house, they were making claims. Now you pretty much got to have that hail go through and get to the raw wood before they're going to give you much coverage.
There's definitely some new verbiage in a lot of it, especially on the steel side. Steel siding and steel roofs, it's pretty much a cosmetic exclusion. So it does have to be leaking or have structural damage to be replaced. And that is, I could be wrong, but pretty much going across industry standards that that's going to be there. So,
I imagine it's not just right here.
A lot of these big farmers and big businesses that have a lot of steel buildings and a lot of acreage under steel buildings, that could be a big deal if a big hailstorm does come through. So something to look at your policy and make sure you're prepared for, especially on the deductible side.
Well, yeah, exactly, because I would say that if they're not going to cover it down to the very little, then maybe deductibles need to go up, and that probably keeps the rates down.
Yep. There's a lot of way to fluctuate that. But definitely a lot of new verbiage in a lot of the hail and wind side of things, for sure. Right. So hopefully the wind isn't too bad today to do any damage.
Yeah, and we did talk to off the top about Dragons winning at tennis and high school and stuff like that. There's a I believe a relative of yours who might be representing the Miss Litchfield world. Is that correct?
So my niece, Kate, was a member.
Wouldn't that great?
Princess, yes.
Yeah.
So we represented her. She was a Brecky Insurance was her sponsor.
Right?
Actually, we started sponsoring her when we were back at the old office of the Dan Brecky Neverts. Yep.
Yeah.
So we they did actually change the stickers this summer for us on her float, so we appreciate that.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yep, so she's down in Grand Canyon down in Arizona.
A lot of kids from Litchfield going down there.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Good. Well, once again, thanks for coming in and giving us the update. And now we have to chat with the other part of the chamber over here. And
for sure.
Yeah. And see what's going on, Janae. Mm. What is going on?
Oh gosh. Well, just a reminder that next week we will be taking part in the community trunk or treat led by Robbie Brown and working as One Litchfield. So that's going to be on Sunday from 3 to 5 over in the parking lot across from the high school. So there's going to be free hot cocoa while it lasts. And then I think last I heard there was roughly 30 participants participating businesses or organizations.
Right.
So plenty of treats to go around. And then we are also going to be taking part in Frankenstein Friday, which is on Halloween night from 3 to 6, courtesy of the Litchfield Downtown Council. Mm-hmm. So you can stop by the office and get your treats. Dina will be in, and we've kind of got a monster theme going on over there, so that's fun. And then we are going to be opening up our college scholarship applications.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
so, yeah, so those will be, those applications will be due early December. Mm-hmm. And it applies to those that are currently enrolled in a four-year, for a four-year degree.
Right.
And so there's a little bit that goes with it, you know, a letter of reference. We just need some proof of credits being earned and all of that. But, yeah, so keep an eye out for that. We'll have that posted on our website and social media. And then we're just really getting into our 2026 membership stuff. So if you're interested and want to learn more, you can find all of that on our website, which is litch.com. You could stop by at 219 North Sibley Avenue or give us a call at 320-693-8184.
All right. Very good. We made it through another session.
We did it.
Of our chamber world, and we have nothing more to add than we're going to just say thank you to Janae, thank you to Brent, and
thank you.
And join us next week at this time for Chamber Chat on KLFD.